Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. All right, Tom Edson sent a joke in from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Hey, John, can't wait to toast the new year with my Speed Jokes coffee mug, he says. And Dave Copps is in DeWitt, Michigan, proud owner of a Speed Jokes one-pint glass, which was co-signed by Dave Ennett in Alaska. Wow.
Hi, Dave.
And we used to give those out. So we got a listener in Wisconsin, one in Michigan. Here's one that is from Dave Browning, a mug winner in Hammond, Indiana. Another state that isn't Illinois. Pete Hansen sent us a joke from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Fully outfitted with a Speed Jokes mug and a WGN t-shirt, he says. James Wing is waiting for the heavy freezing spray in southwest Michigan. He said that's the actual Weather Channel phrase for our weather. Heavy freezing spray. Holly Arguelles sent us one from Cary, Illinois. Rob Curry, the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Now a top 25 book in two Amazon categories. Sent us a joke, and the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin did. Dave Carr up in Canada and Southside Limey and Oak Forest, among many others. Thanks for the jokes. Hey, Dave, Aldi has some really great deals.
Like what?
Well, they're selling shopping carts now for 25 cents. I've got 8 of them. I'm giving everyone I know one for Christmas.
Hey, John, what is a vegan's favorite Christmas song?
Soy to the world. Hey, here's a holiday tip. Do not drink and wrap presents at the same time. Also, if anyone gets a remote control this year, I'm going to need that back. Whenever I see coffee, I hear two voices. One of them says, drink the coffee. The other one says, you heard him, drink the coffee. I remember once we were in bed watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And I said, hey, you want to fool around? And she said, no. And I said, is that your final answer? And she said, yes. So then I said, all right, I'd like to phone a friend. That's when the fight started. The Flat Earth Society had their annual conference at the tip of the South Pole.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Attendance fell off. I answered the door this morning and a 6-foot beetle punched me right in the nose. Apparently, there's a nasty bug going around. Hey, Dave, if a llama with one L is a holy man in Tibet, a llama, and llama with two L's is a beast of burden, what's a 3-L llama?
That's a big fire in Boston.
I say arachnophobia is so stupid. Just let the spiders get married. Who cares? Hey, why does Leonardo DiCaprio like to use military time? Because it goes up to 24, and it starts all over again. Hey, for $5, you can either get your girl maybe 2 flowers from a florist, or you can get her an entire Costco rotisserie chicken. Y'all decide what you want to do. I'm just making suggestions here on the radio. That one gift's kind of got an odor. Wonder what's in there.
Oh, you're going to like it.
And it's not even the low-sodium one, honey. This is the good one. So tomorrow, guys, is the 5-year anniversary. We talked about this yesterday, of the first evidence of COVID. And remember, during the lockdown, if you had a bunch of family and friends at your house for Christmas, the police could come and forcibly remove them. And I'm wondering today, does anyone know if that service is still available?